Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Christmas is right around the corner. It's a busy time of year for lots of people. There's shopping to be done, finding just the right gifts. Then there's planning get-togethers with family and friends. And sometimes those get-togethers require travel, which can be time-consuming. So, while almost everybody enjoys Christmas, it's understandable that some people don't mind that it's a once-a-year event. The real reason for the season, of course, is celebrating the birth of Christ Jesus. But while that birth was a one-time event, and Christmas comes only once a year, it's worth asking whether experiencing the Christ in our lives is a one-time or a once-a-year event. Wouldn't it be great to experience the effects of the Christ more often? The health, the provision, the safety, the intelligence, and all the other goodness that Jesus brought to the world. But is it possible? The Bible's New Testament offers an interesting angle on this with the statement, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. That makes it sound as if experiencing the Christ consistently, maybe even continually, really is possible. Various incidents described in the Old Testament also point to the presence of the Christ, although that term isn't used. All this is what we'll look at this week on Morning Prayer. How the Christ can be a continuing presence in our lives, not a one-time or a once-a-year event. May we all find that Christ is indeed the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Amen.